Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is out today, and we'll get by. We usually do what we call weekend wrap-up here, where we talk about our weekend, which was, for some, a long holiday weekend, but without Laura here.
Toy boat.
Oh, I just talked to Mark Lawrence instead. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. It was fun. I scooted up. I was in, I worked yesterday morning. I anchored here, but then went to the service very briefly yesterday in Northumberland. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was nice. I was dressed in my grubby clothes, so I had to stand at a distance.
Stand in the back, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it in the park or at the cemetery?
It was at the cemetery.
That's very nice.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah.
And you?
I worked yesterday.
You got some sun yesterday.
Yeah, I got sunburned selling brand new Fords at Alexander Ford in Lewisburg.
I saw that.
Our Cosmo coin dive was Saturday at Knoebels. Mm-hmm, so I got a little sunburn there. It was very nice. Nice weather weekend. See, old guys like you and I, we could still work on a holiday weekend and still be spunky on Tuesday.
Absolutely. We're here. Actually, we're out of vacation day, so we have to be here. But no. And Laura, who's the youngest among us, has to take a recovery day off. So.
Yeah. Actually, one of her pooches needs a recovery day. Poor MacGyver's in the hospital.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, I hope he's okay.
Wishes for Mackie, as we call him, MacGyver, and we'll keep our paws crossed for him.
You got the nicest cute little mascots in here, MacGyver and Matt Catrillo.
Yeah, they're cute little things.
Aren't they, though?
Don't you like to rub their bellies? It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. With late night TV.
Here's some sports news. I heard that the NFL might start allowing players to smoke marijuana. Yeah. In response, NFL players are like, cool, we can't wait to try weed for the...
That song is so weird, it's good. It's Post Malone, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Without Laura today, she's got a sick pooch. Mark Lawrence just like wandered in moments ago. And we did a break together that we call weekend wrap-up.
All right.
You were in the recording studio, right, and Laura's not here. So I didn't think that people wanted to hear about my weekend because I worked most of it.
But evidently Mark Lawrence did.
So he came in.
All right.
Yeah. So he talked about his weekend, which included the Memorial Day service in Northumberland at the cemetery yesterday, which is always a solemn event. How was your weekend?
It was good. Well, I did see you for a portion of it.
Yeah, we
had a chance
little
to check out my new place.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I ate more grill food this weekend.
Oh, I did too.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, I had grilled food for both meals yesterday because my parents and Lisa's parents were at our house taking care of some yard working and some things like that. So
okay,
we did a little cookout / work day.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Whole family,
it was fun. The six of us. Yeah.
I could eat grill food more than once a day. I think.
I could too. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any problem with it.
Exactly.
And Mark noticed I got a sunburn. He said, so what were you doing this weekend? And it was really just working, whether it was Cosmo's coin dive.
That's right. Yeah.
At Knoebels on Saturday, which was a blast.
Definitely seemed like it. I didn't get a chance to go, but I saw the Facebook Live.
It was so much fun. The little youngster who won the grand prize had just celebrated a birthday and had no party.
Oh, that's great. There you go.
And so she won a party, a Cosmo
party.
That's
awesome.
So she's very excited, and she's going to book that right away and call it a belated birthday party. So that was fun. And then we hung out at Alexander's with what? Barbecue food. Selling
beautiful
Fords and eating Ard's barbecue chicken yesterday.
So. Oh, that sounds really good.
So it was a weekend of getting a sunburn and eating cookout food, which I guess is okay.
That's exactly right. That's how you're supposed to do Memorial Day, besides obviously remember our honored veterans.
Our fallen heroes, yes. Yeah. So whatever you did this weekend, hopefully it was a good weekend as well. And keep in mind, today is Tuesday. It's not Monday. It's a short work week, and that'll make it all the much better. News is on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. What did you just say? It was a great weekend of racing.
You didn't watch the Indy 500 or the Coke 600?
I have no interest in it.
The Indy 500 was fantastic, and the 600 was even better because my driver, Martin Truex, the big winner.
Okay. I think I don't watch open wheel racing because if there's an accident, there's a pretty good chance you're dead. kind of creeps me out.
It is a little dangerous, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't drive anything 200 miles an hour where my head was sticking out.
Yeah, right? I'm with you there.
It's like letting your dog stick his head out the window and and drive real close to the mailboxes.
Yeah.
It's just a bad idea. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is off today taking care of one of her ailing pets. Maybe you are off work because you are a former employee of Woodmode. We feel for you. And we are teaming up with BB&T and the Greater Susquehanna United Way, as well as the Daily Item. We're forming a fund, a Woodmode Working Family Fund. And we're going to help you. So if you're currently unemployed with the Woodmode situation, stand by. The people of Central Pennsylvania have always been there to help others in need. And now we need your help again to help our community, our Woodmode community. You can make a financial contribution at any branch of BB&T. Just walk right in, do it. Or you could text the word Woodmode, all one word, Woodmode, to this number, 41444, and make your donation. All right. Donations will be distributed, by the way, to agencies that are providing individual support to folks who have been affected by this shutdown. Thank you in advance, people of Central PA. You've always been there for people in need. Thank you for your donations from the Greater Susquehanna United Way, the Daily Item, and 94KX. 94KX with the Backstreet Boys. Sometimes you can't make a mistake, you know what I mean? We live in a world where if you make a mistake, it sometimes could follow you for the rest of your life, especially in sports. We love our sports teams so much that if you lose the big game and it's someone's fault, that person has to wear it for the rest of their life. That's a sad statement. But that's what happened to Billy Buckner. Billy Buckner of the Red Sox passed away yesterday, actually, at the age of 69 from dementia. Billy Buckner was the guy who had to wear the 1986 World Series on his back for the rest of his life.
The dreams are that you're going to have a great series and win. The nightmares are that you're going to let the winning run score on a ground ball through your legs. So those things happen. I think a lot of it is just fate.
So the winning run is at second base with two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
I remember that day, that night, that game like it was yesterday. Imagine how Billy Buckner felt. It was game 6. He didn't lose the World Series for the Red Sox, but crazy sports fans said he did, to the point where he had to move out of Boston.
Yeah, that's awful.
Move his family to Idaho because he was so hated. Now, the Red Sox did finally end the curse and win a World Series in 04. And in 07, Billy Buck was allowed back to Boston, where he threw out the first pitch.
Please welcome back to Boston, number 6, Bill Buckner.
It was a great feeling. It was almost embarrassing, though, to be, you know, have that many people looking at you. But it was very good, though, and emotional. I mean, I took the time to look at the people in the stands, and, you know, you can tell when people are being real sincere, and, you know, it was a tearjerker. Hopefully it's Bill Buckner. 86 World Series, but he was a pretty good player. Leave it at that.
Billy Buckner's gone at the age of 69, and he'll be missed. 94KX, Tom and Laurie in the morning, causing a little trouble at 712. Actually, we're trying to get adjusted, and if you had a long holiday weekend, you may feel like you are well-adjusted heading into a short work week. However, if you did work this weekend, you might feel like today is another Monday. It is actually Tuesday. Memorial Day was the Monday. But again, if you worked, you know, it's all kind of, it confuses you. At least it does to me. And don't get me wrong, work is not like stressful and, you know, crazy with me. It's fun. I mean, Cosmos Coin Dive Saturday, that was a blast meeting all you people and hanging out at Knoebels. And then yesterday, Live and on location from Blaze Alexander Ford, our morning show sponsor. Those people are just great people. I mean, that place is so much more than a car lot. Okay, those guys are friendly. The girls are friendly in the office. It's, you know, Alan Ard showed up with a big barbecue trailer and made chicken. It was like a 3-hour picnic. It was a blast. However, the World Health Organization says work burnout is an official disease now. So if you did work all weekend long and you get up today and it feels like a Monday and you're tired and cranky and it's actually a Tuesday, you could be suffering from burnout. They are calling it an official disease. Now, that means by 2022, doctors will be able to diagnose it. And in theory, they'll be able to prescribe treatments that insurance companies should have to cover. Now, what is burnout? The official definition is, quote, chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. And the symptoms are, get ready for it, exhaustion, feeling negative, cynical, or detached from your job, or maybe life itself, and less efficiency and less effectiveness at work. So how about it? How are you feeling this morning? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Meanwhile, the race for 2020 is underway, and I saw that Walmart invited Bernie Sanders to its annual shareholders meeting. This is very nice. Walmart told Bernie if he doesn't win, they're going to hire him as a greeter.
Well, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's out today. Hopefully, MacGyver is recovering. Actually, he's prepping for surgery, the poor boy.
Yes, I know.
MacGyver is Laura's mixed breed pooch who eats just about everything.
Yeah, basically.
Murphy, the morning show dog, has an appetite of his own, but he's allowed to come into the studio here and hang with us. Mackie, he's a totally different dog.
He is definitely a different breed. But yeah. Especially what's his toll.
Yeah, we're crossing our fingers. Obviously, he ingested something that made him very sick, and he's in emergency care right now. So Laura's taking care of MacGyver, and she's going to miss her favorite part of the day, Birthday Buddies, where she has a chance to sing. Colby Calais is 34 years old today. Sings that bubbly song. From my nose down to my toes, blah, 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 blah. Who else? there's a few. Kylie Minogue is 51 today. She had a couple hits back in the 80s. Dance hits. That's about it. Anything else? John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival, 74 years old today. And he's still in center field. That was a solo hit without CCR. Look at me, coach. Put me in,
coach. I didn't know that
coach.
One. How about that?
Yeah. Gladys Knight is 75 tonight. Today, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Wow, he's 75.
Gladys is, yeah, she's still got it, too. I recently saw her sing the national anthem somewhere. She was amazing. That's about it. Anything? Anything else? Nope. No musical guests. So I guess we didn't
need... No singing today.
We didn't need to sing anyway, Matt. So
it always greatly disappoints me.
Are you going to be okay with it?
We can move on.
Okay. It is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Angela Delius from Minersville. She's 28 today.
Ollie Query from Sunbury is 49. Happy birthday.
Becky Cimino from Northumberland. I know Becky. She's 43 today. Happy birthday, Beck.
Mark Mahoney is 31. Happy birthday.
He used to work here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Former alum then.
Yep. Bonnie Michael, I know her as well from Turbotville. Bonnie, I got to say this, you're 70 years old today. You'll be okay.
Marley Artley from Milton is 32. Happy birthday.
Caitlin Carmody from York is 27 today.
Megan McCoy from Port Trefferton is 32. Happy birthday.
Craig Haynes from Sealands Grove is 26 today. Happy birthday, Craig.
And Mel Nye, 44 today. Happy birthday.
There you go. Everybody's got a birthday, and we like to celebrate them every day at about this time. So get them in, you people on the text club. Also, you could use the 94KX social media. Or, hey, how about picking up the phone and calling us? The Ford Fun Line is always open at 1-800-326-1800. 94KX. Every day at this time, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies
on 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is out today. It is a Try It Tuesday, and it's a Knoebels takeover. 94KX will take over Knoebels later on this morning. We've got details coming up for you. Who's going to take over Adam Levine's spot on The Voice? He abruptly quit. And now there's rumors there might be a little bit of bad blood. He's done immediately. Now, season 16 finished up last week, but just 3 weeks ago, NBC said Adam would be returning in the fall. And he's not. Adam and Blake Shelton, by the way, were the last of the original coaches. Both have appeared in all 16 seasons. So what happened? The New York Post claims there's been some friction between Adam and the network. Apparently, Adam was upset over some of the changes in the format of the show, including a new rule that ended the guarantee that each coach would, went to the live playoffs with the same number of team members. Adam didn't like the rule. I don't know. Adam's team didn't do so hot either. And by the semifinals, there weren't any singers left. So maybe that and the rule have something to do with each other. The Post says he was frustrated that he didn't have much to do. He had attitude issues with NBC events and has been, quote, checked out for a while. NBC hasn't commented, but Adam has. He didn't mention anything about any drama. In fact, he still has a lot of love for the show, he says. So what's going on, man? Long Facebook posting as well, all weekend long. NBC didn't look far for a replacement. Blake's girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, will take Adam's chair. If you remember, she was a coach on season 7, 9, and 12, and was an advisor in seasons 8 and 10. The other coaches, by the way, will be Blake, of course, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend. But Adam Levine will be missed on that show. I like that guy. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 8 o'clock news on the way. A check on sports and kind of an iffy AccuWeather forecast. Some heavy showers and thundershowers could be crawling through the area with some crazy weather. So we've got full details coming up. Speaking of crazy, the guy did it again last night. That James Holzhauer dude on Jeopardy. He did it again, his 28th win.
That is just amazing. He's over $2 billion now, I think, in winnings, right?
Yeah, and he broke another single show record last night.
When this game was introduced in 1860, it had squares like intemperance and poverty. And if you hit the suicide square, your game was over. Now to James. The game was a runaway. He could set a new one-day record with that total of 72,000. But first, he needs to come up with the correct response, which he did. What is life? The game of life is correct. 58,000.
Not the record.
Not the record, no. $130,022, and now a 28-day total of $2,195,557.
Just get rid of that dude. He's too smart. Just give somebody
else
like
a chance
to
win. I just want to see him against Ken Jennings. That's all.
What can they do that? Like bring Ken out of the mothballs?
Well, he'll probably go into that all-star game that they do every once in a while when they bring the past winners back. So that's probably the next time we'll see it.
You know, I'm torn on this. I love the fact that the guy's so smart that he keeps winning. And it's not just book smart categories. He wins on song lyrics. He wins on sports trivia.
Yeah, it's everything.
He knows everything. You know, so I'm kind of excited about that. But then I kind of want to see him get thumped, too. You know what I mean?
I like this. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah? All right. I don't know how you feel about Jeopardy. You can always let us know. But old James Holzhauer just keeps going. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're on your way to work. We're on our way to Knoebels again all throughout the month of May. Try It Tuesdays has involved Knoebels, and we've done some pretty cool stuff.
We have already, yeah. I'm really and particularly excited for today.
Today is going to be something unusual. Now, we've tried new foods. We've tried assorted popcorn flavors. Today, we will take over Knoebels' social media. It'll be the first time this has ever happened in the history of the
park. That's right. Yeah, this is exciting.
So we're not going to give you a lot of details on it, but it will involve Facebook Live, and it will involve Stacy, the PR director at Knoebels, and the gang here on the morning show. And it may or may not involve the train. This started as a joke, kind of, because, you know, I'm just that kind of guy. I said that operating the train at Knoebels was on my bucket list. Now, it turns out that no one is allowed to operate the train without taking a safety course, and I understand insurances and all that.
Right, yeah.
You know, but, and it was like a no way, Tom. We know it's on your bucket list, but it's never going to happen. It could happen today. So stay with us. We will be heading out to Knoebels 10:30-ish, 11 o'clock this morning, and we'll meet with Stacy, and she'll have some food for us, but then we may or may not be moving on.
And we get a free train ride and free food. I'm okay with this.
Rumor has it, yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
It will, of course, be Facebook Live, and it'll be available on the Tom and Laura Facebook page, but also 94KX taking over Knoebels social media.
It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, looking forward to it.
There's a first time for everything.
Exactly right.
And it's going to happen today. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and the song that started it all for the Chainsmokers. And probably Halsey as well. Love that song. Tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I just want to use that phrase in real life someday.
Oh,
I don't know. Anyway, what does he say earlier in the song? I've got a drinking problem, but that's okay. It's just a funny song. Check out the video, too. The video's very neat. Google it today. Happy National Hamburger Day.
I know. I'm surprised this wasn't like any time over this weekend we're eating them.
Yeah. I mean, we had cheeseburgers at your place.
We did.
Night.
That's right.
And I had more yesterday. It was like, yeah, so it's kind of misplaced after we did all that grilling. But here's some American survey stats. Our favorite burger topping is cheese.
Okay. No surprise there.
No surprise. 79% of Americans like cheese on their burgers. Thought it would be higher than 79. The rest of the top five toppings, cheese is number one. Lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickle.
You mean to tell me bacon is not on there?
This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
Wow.
No bacon. And there's no mention of condiments either. Like, I would imagine ketchup and mustard are the favorites. But anyway, our favorite type of cheese on the burger is American.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a whopping 66%. 65% say cheddar, 43 Swiss, 40 pepper jack, 31 provolone. I do occasionally throw some provolone on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our five favorite burger chains, McDonald's is number one.
Really? Wow.
Followed by Five Guys. Never been there.
I've actually had Five Guys. Those are really good.
I think I did. Is there one in State College?
I believe so, yeah.
And I think I have. Yeah, I liked it. I remember. Wendy's comes in at number three, Burger King at four, and Steak and Shake at number five.
See, I never had Steak and Shake, but to me, BK is number one, at least for me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Way to go.
I love me some Whoppers.
Okay. And according to the survey, the five cities that love burgers the most, Seattle.
Okay.
Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Here we go.
There you go. Boston. Yeah. The city of champions, by the way.
Excuse me while I go vomit.
Baltimore comes in next, and Miami. The hamburger cities, the big five hamburger cities in the United States. So there you have it. Happy National Hamburger Day. 94KX, it ain't no fun when you're unemployed. Let's put it that way. And what a story. The news story continues, the story of Wood Mode. And we have the Wood Mode Working Fund. There's an easy way to help those people who are just cut free, like at a blink of an eye, all right? You can make a financial contribution at any branch of BB&T. Just walk in there today. Give them $10 or $5. Give them your lunch money. It would be great. You could also text the word Wood Mode, all one word, WOODMODE. Text that word to this number, 41444. That's 41444. Make a donation that way. Donations, by the way, will be distributed to agencies that are providing individual support to those folks who are ex-Wood Mode employees. Thank you for your donations in advance. I know Central Pennsylvania, they are the people with heart, okay? Thank you from the Greater Susquehanna United Way, The Daily Item, and 94KX. 94KX, the boys from Buffalo, the Goo Goo Dolls. That band reminds me of my older sister who lives in Syracuse, New York. She has seen the Goo Goo Dolls like a million times. And rumor has it, you could see them. All you have to do is drive to Buffalo. Like, they're just like performing in a bar or something. Wow. That would be really cool to check out that band.
That would be. They're very intimate.
They still play for Wings. Probably. Johnny plays for Wings.
Johnny plays for Wings. Sean Carey's on the way next. How was your holiday weekend?
Great, man. Great. A lot going on around the house. A lot of upkeep and power wash the deck. And
All right.
Let's do that guy grunt. How many times did you fire up the grill?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Just once.
Okay.
Yesterday.
I ate more grill food this weekend than I have in summers gone by.
Yeah, we had dogs, burgers, chicken breast, the whole shebang.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. We're all hanging out at Matty Ice's house here.
So then twice. So since you and I were at Matt's on Friday night for his housewarming, so really then twice.
Yeah, that was fun having you guys over. It was a good time.
We had a blast.
You know what the best part of that is? We didn't have to do the cooking, Sean. We're just sitting there with beverages, and Matt's over there sweating it out.
He was. but we didn't have to wait long, which was great.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and then yesterday, I'm eating over at Shoney's place.
Nice.
Known as Blaze Alexander Ford, because Ard's Market was there doing the chicken. So I was like, wow, it's been quite a weekend.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to run a couple extra laps today.
Something like that.
You're going to walk alongside the choo-choo at Knoebels? You're going to do that?
Instead of
driving... Are you driving the train?
We don't know yet. I'm so excited about this.
Really? That's been what I just heard that down the hall. You're going to drive the train.
This is what I want to do, but will they let me?
I may or may not be extremely jealous if this does happen.
I hope it happens. Hey, by the way, that's part of our Try It Tuesday. We'll be out at Knoebels on location, Facebook Live. Look for it.
We're for Laura Scott in the Sasquatch costume popping out of the woods.
Yes. That would be so funny.
She's going to hang by those rows of corn where the chipmunks munch on there on that back turn.
She'll be feeding the squirrels for all we know.
Try It Tuesday. Facebook Live from Knoebels coming up later on today as 94KX takes over Knoebels social media.